Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Other People's Business, was written by Allison Keita. 4 of our grandkids were playing with a miniature train set, and the younger two were arguing over an engine. When our 8-year-old grandson began to intervene, his 6-year-old sister stated, "Don't worry about their business." Wise words for us all, usually. But when the argument turned to tears, Grandma stepped in, separated, and comforted the squabbling children. It's good to stay out of others' business when doing so could make matters worse. But sometimes we need to prayerfully get involved. In his letter to the Philippians, the Apostle Paul provides an example of when to do so. Here, he urges 2 women, Euodia and Syntyche, to be of the same mind in the Lord. Apparently, their disagreement had become so intense that the apostle felt compelled to intervene, even though he was imprisoned. Paul knew the women's argument was causing disunity and taking focus away from the gospel. So, he gently spoke the truth while reminding them that their names were written in the book of life. Paul wanted these women and everyone in the church to live as God's people in thought and actions. When you're unsure if you should get involved, pray, trusting that the God of peace will be with you. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. I plead with Euodia and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Let's pray. Lord, grant us wisdom to discern when to intervene in others' conflicts and when to step back. When we do get involved, help us to do so with gentleness and in love. Help us promote peace and unity in the body of Christ, guided by you, the God of peace. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Rochelle Traub, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.